So when we're talking about those longer term precipitation deficits going back 3, 4, 5 years, if you do get into a warm and dry pattern, that's where you start to see those drought conditions that can return given the longer term hydrological impacts that we've seen. So if we get this rainfall over the next 7 days, that'll really help. And then soil moisture, the amount of moisture that we have in the profile will be able to be used for fueling thunderstorms, and that could change those outlooks. So when we talk next month, probably in the middle of June, we'll have a better idea of what the general summertime behavior could be.